We see the Gemara in that Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay, Bernie, you can look on at somebody else. Or you look on the Gemara. Listen. Okay, you got it there. Okay, so the Gemara, we're starting on Tanya. It's about a little more than halfway down the Amud, a little bit less than halfway down the Amud. Tanya, the Brisa. Acherim, usually Acherim is like, I think, Rav Meir. Acherim, Omrim, Mishum, Rav
Elezer. I don't know where you went, but you could hear him, right?
Can you hear me? Dr. Berg, you hear me? It's okay?
Oh, yeah. Yes, very well.
You hear me? Okay. My brother-in-law is on, Rabbi Schwartz, I see over there. Okay. So it says over there in the Brisa, Acherim, Omrim. So they said that they said, Mishum, Rav Elezer, Beitza, Tocha, Hi, Ve'ima. So you can eat the egg and also the chicken. Eat the egg with and the chicken. So, in the same day, you can eat them. The Maya skinen. The Gemara said, "What's the case?" Elam of Atarnagola, so medes lachila. If we're talking about a chicken, remember we spoke about this in that base of an olive. If it's a chicken, which is you're trying to eat the chicken, sheet, and that we said before, that's poshut because. You want to eat the chicken, you're allowed to eat the chicken on Yom Tov, you're allowed to shech the chicken on Yom Tov, and just like you're allowed to eat the chicken, its wings, the legs, you can eat this egg also. It's all part of the chicken. That's what the Gemara called the Uchla Nifris. It's all part of the chicken. So that for sure, it's poshut. So what's the chiddush of the braisa? You can eat it. If it's a medes lachila, that there's no chiddush in
you
that.
Just listen? Are you able to listen?
What do you say? Somebody's asking a question? Okay. So he said, that's poshut then. They have to tell me that. So if you want to tell me that it's talking about, in other words, it's poshut that it's mutter, but it's poshut is mutter, like Rashi points out, that would be mutter according to Beis Hillel, according to Beis Shammai, excuse me, according to Beis Shammai, that would be poshut that's mutter, because Beis Shammai is not choshish for muksa, possibly like in the Mishnah, our Mishnah, that they said that you're allowed to eat the egg. So it means if it's saying trying to tell you it's mutter to eat the egg, it'll be like Bishamai. And if this price is going according to Bishamai, so for sure if you can eat the egg, you can eat the chicken. There's no question. Then choshes for muksa on Yom Tov. So that there's no according to Basil be a chiddush, obviously. And it'd be the opposite. According to Basil, you wouldn't be able to eat it at all. You can't eat either the egg or the chicken. So that it must be according to Bishamai, there's no chiddush in the mother. So the Gemara says, what's the pshat then in the braisa? So goes on medicine, God obeys him. He beima asura. So if you want to tell me it's a God obeys him, so then a question of a muksa. So the question of muksa, and should be then, they want to say that it'd be asur, the beima asura, according to Basil. Okay, so in other words, Rashi explained that the first pshat, the beima asura, kaloimar. If you want to say that this price is going to be Shammai, and he wants to tell you that egg is mutter, then what do you have to tell me about the mother? If the egg is mutter, for sure the mother is mutter. I mean, the egg is even nolad. That's mutter. For sure the mother, which was around before, but that's mutter. Now, if you want to say it's talking about Omedes Legal Beitzim, says Rashi, he be masura. Shamina Lebelazar Yisle Muksa. In other words, we know that this Tana of the Brisa, Rabbi Lezer holds from Muksa. He quotes the Gemara later on. The Rabbi Lezer holds from Muksa. It says he holds from Muksa, so the egg would be Usher and Muksa, and the Tarnagolas also would be Muksa because you didn't have a mind to eat the Tarnagolas because you were trying to just eat the eggs, not the Tarnagolas. So it shouldn't say Himeima Mutera. So he holds from Muksa, so it should be Usher also, not Mutera, it should be Asura. So Omar Abzera. Tocha agav ima. So really, he's telling you that you're allowed to eat the egg because of the mother. Agav ima. So what does that mean? What do we mean? Because of the mother. Hechidami. Omar Abaye, kigon shalocha stam. Talking about you bought a chicken and you didn't specify when you bought it, didn't say what you want to do with that chicken. If you want to eat the chicken or whether you want the eggs. You bought it stam. And so then, and this is going on. And there was no das l'chatchila when you first purchased it, but later on you made up your mind you're going to do something with it. So then it says, so nishchata, if you made shchita, if you shechted that chicken later on in Yom Tov, so huver the l'chila omedes, so that shows, this is called the huver adabar mafreya. If you didn't make up your mind on something, and later on you made up your mind, so that's called huver adabar mafreya, it's called breira. that Breira. We say Hubradovri, that's what probably was your intent initially. Usually we paskin ain't Breira, but on a deraisadik iser, we always paskin that we don't say Breira. But on Isurim Dirabanan, we normally paskin yesh Breira. So here, this is Muksur, the other shushes that we mentioned in the Gemara, because of Peiros Anoishrin or the other shash of Mashkin Shazovo. The egg is also because of one of these Dirabanan Digabinim. So we would say Breira, in other words, if you made up your mind later on, you shechted it, so that shows that initially really had a mind to shecht it, and therefore it's considered omedes lachila. And since omedes lachila, so then the egg would be considered like part of the chicken, and you'd be allowed to eat the egg along with the chicken, or egg, not necessarily along with the chicken, but just like the chicken is mutter, the egg is also mutter. So that would be the shot in the tzuvra adon mafreya, since it's the drabon and the kadin, so we would say braver. That's one shot in the brisa. Rab Mori Omar Guzma Komar. He said, no. He has a whole different shot in this brisa. Guzma katam. Guzma means it's like an exaggeration. It's in other words, it's not necessary to say it, but sometimes the Gemara wants to say something like unusual that we could learn out from the case that if it's, you know, people remember, so to say, the aloha. When you say something which is like, you know, very unusual, so it sticks in your memory. It comes like, you know, oh, yeah, I know. It's like, you know, oh, everything is mutter. Guzma, and didn't have to tell me the mother was mutter. It's mutter. But this way you remember the din better. So Guzma, sometimes he has to emphasize, everything is mutter. Like Rashi says, even the father, no question. We're discussing the father of the chick. Everything you can eat. So everything you're allowed to eat. So that would be like a Guzma. The Tanya, it brings a brisa. Achirim oimrim, shem Rebbe Elazar beitza tochal, hi ve'ima. So it's bring a raya to that interpretation that it means a guzma, that just emphasizing, you know, that you should remember the aloha. It brings a, because the brisa says in the name of Rebbe Elazar that a beitza you can eat along with the mother. Then it says a new aloha, a second aloha, the afroach uklipasa. Afroach is like a new chick that was just born, can eat it in its shell, uklipasa, in its shell. The more says, my klipasa, what do you mean, the shell of an egg? My klipasa, the shell. Elema, you're going to say that the pshat is Elema. Are we allowed to be here today? Or you need the screen? No, if you need it, I can go to the other room. If you need it, if you need it, what? Okay, so if you need it, if you want, I can move over. Okay. So Gemara says that my klipasa Elema klipa mamish. So if you say it's a klipa. Klipa mamish, eating the shell of the egg. Klipa mamish, klipa basachili. Can you eat? Nobody eats the shells of egg. It's not edible. It's not like the egg. It's not like the chick. It's not food. So what do you mean? You can eat the klipa. Ela efroach the klipase. It's trying to tell you can eat the efroach when it's in a klipa, and which of course it doesn't. We don't really eat it in a klipa. But the Gemara is saying, how can you not allow to? And probably kibasa would mean that you could crack the egg itself. You could take an egg which has in it a chick. You could crack the klipa means you could crack the egg and eat the chick. So the Gemara says, I can't look pligi rabbanan alei. Yeah, you're allowed to take out I think we're cracking the egg open to get the chick out. We're not eating the klipa. We're eating the chick inside that came out. But the chiddush is that even though it didn't come out, we brought it out, it's still going to be mutter. The Gemara says, but I can't look like Rabban Alei, the Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. He said, we find a machlokas between Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbanan when a chick is just born, if you're allowed to eat it and it hasn't yet opened its eyes, it's just it was born. So I think one of the machlokas Tanoim, one says, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov says, you cannot eat the chick. It's already like fully developed. It opens its eyes, shows like it's not like a preemie or something like that. So then it's allowed to be eaten. But if it hasn't opened its eyes, you can't eat it. So that's a machlokas, whether a chick just born, which hasn't opened its eyes, that you're allowed to eat it. But there the machlokas is when it came out and it hasn't opened its eyes. But elahecha the yotzel abroilim, that's only, they only arguing that at least the chick had come out to the world. Elahecha the lo yotzel abroilim. But if the chick hasn't even come out, and it's still inside, you just crack the egg to get the chick out. Lo pligin, that no one says that's allowed. It's sort of like a sheretz. I saw they say this is the rabbanan. It's like a sheretz. It's not like a food yet. It's like you're eating shrotzen. It's the Rabbanim made an issur on that. So that for sure you can't eat. So what do you mean you can eat it? Crack open the and get the and eat the egg. It hasn't. It never really came out on its own. You brought it out. That should be for sure. Usher Ella. So it must mean Ella Efroch Uklipa. So like we said, it means the egg and it's the chick with its shell. Now the Gemara told us before, you don't need to eat. Nobody eats the shell. So the Gemara said, no, it's guzma. It really was just an exaggeration. Now, okay, the men to say that everything is mutter. There's no question. In other words, by saying that the shell is mutter, they meant to say that there's not a shayla over here. So that's like we said before, that the egg is born as and the mother, they're both mutter. That they're both mutter. So this would be telling you it's a guzma. They didn't have to tell you the mother, but in other words, it's telling you it's all mutter, and it would be mutter. Well, the ikur chiddush is that the egg is mutter, and once you saw the egg is mutter. So then telling the mother is, but that's bullshit. I guess this would be like Vishame this Brisa. So Chinami Tocha he Vima Guzma. Okay, that's the live chick. Yeah, well, that was talking about two halachas. One was talking about the egg, which wasn't a chick, and the other part, the second halacha, was about a chick. But it just says that it showed the case of the chick was a Guzma. So also the case of the egg was also a Guzma. Because it didn't have to tell you, in other words, that the mother was mutter. For sure, the mother is mutter. But sometimes the brisa just throws you, it makes something you remember the halacha better by saying it in an unusual way. That maybe it's a better, like they call mnemonics. You're able to remember the halacha better by emphasizing that, something like that is mutter. Okay, that's the end of that first sugya. We're going now to the sugya, which we're going to deal with today. And for the next couple of days, Mr. Hashem, next week, we're going to talk about this next suit. Yeah. Did we lose our screen? Oh, you're still on screen. Okay, yeah. You're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat it. Only thing, the question is whether they have to open his eyes. You're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat it. Well, you have to shecht it, I think. You have to shecht it. You're allowed to eat it. We got to shecht it, yeah. You're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to shecht it. You got to shecht it, though. Yeah, you're not allowed to eat it without shechting. You got to shecht it, yeah. Now it's in the Gemara, the third line. The third line of the Gemara. Can you hear me out there in the Zoom? You can hear me over there? Rabbi Schwartz, you all right? You can hear me? Dr. Berg, can you hear me? I'm not sure. Are we on? We're okay?
Yeah, can I can hear you very well.
Yes, yes.
I can hear me. Okay, no, because the screen is not on right for us right now. But no, I said, but you can hear me. Okay, good. So we're going now to the Gemara, the third line. What? Oh, you hear my computer. Okay, they can hear me. Okay, good. All right, good. So let's see the third line of the Gemara. Itmar, Shabbos V'yontev, Shabbos V'yontev. Okay, now we're coming to Gemara, which is going to lead us into the next Omid. About, until now, we spoke about, egg born coming out on Yontev. Yontev, and then we have four different interpretations about the egg coming out on Yontev. But the egg coming out, you have the four different interpretations we talked about in the first couple of pages of the Beya, why that egg would be usher according to Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai says it's okay. Now, that was when it came out on Yontif. But now we're talking about a case when you have Shabbos and Yontif one after the other. Shabbos and Yontif one after the other. So you have a case of Shabbos and Yontif one after the other. So you want to know, in other words, it was born, the egg came out on the same Shabbos, which of course is also whatever the four reasons we mentioned by egg being come out on Yontif. Same thing would apply to egg coming out on Shabbos. But now the next day is Yontif. What would be that loch in that case? No, in other words, when you have Shabbos and Yontif, are we back? The screen is okay. Our screen is back on, right? Okay, I see on that. It's okay. Yeah, right. So it says that when you have Shabbos and Yontif, so the next day should be l'chayra okay. Because all the reasons that we mentioned before, were a reason, whatever, muksa or, peiros ha-nashrin, all that stuff, that's also, today I might squeeze it out, I might pull off of a tree, might be muksa, but the next day it's not usher. The next day it's not usher. The truth of the matter is, maybe the next day should be usher because of muksa. That should be that toast, the first toast when he talks about that. In other words, if something I can't use today, let's say today was never Shabbat. So let's call it muksa, okay? Whatever, the first shot in the Gemara of Nachman, it's muksa. So it's muksa on Shabbos, So then Shabbos afternoon gets later, Banish Mashas, it's still usher because it's a muksa Shabbos, you know, till next Sunday, till Sunday, it's what, you know, Saturday night, Sunday, it's still muksa. So we have a dinner, Migubis Katsoi, Banish Mashas, and then it's usher the whole day. So really, Sunday should be usher. So Tosus points out that dinner, Migubis Katsoi, is only if we're afraid of the upcoming day. In other words, Friday night, something is not allowed to be used. If it's muksa, you can't use it on Shabbos. But for Saturday night to Sunday, we don't say nigga diskatsoi. That's another discussion. But that's what Tosis says, and it'll be explained. The Achronim explained. I think Rabbi Yoshev has an explanation of that. That's why that's mutter. But anyway, even though Saturday it's usher. Let's say born on the egg come out on Saturday. Shabbos it's usher. So Saturday night it's already nigga diskatsoi. You might say, well, Saturday night it's still usher banish marshes. So maybe it's usher Sunday. No, Tosis says nigga diskatsoi only applies if the next day will be muksa, so then you say the starting of the day gets you off on the wrong foot, so to say. It's getting off on the left foot. Starting off with muksa, you can't use it that day. But if the previous day was usher, then you don't say migas gatsoi. That's what Tosa says there. No, but Yashem explains why it's true, why that din of migas gatsoi doesn't apply. Yeah, so yeah, well, he explains why it's not also the second day. That's what Tosa says it. He doesn't explain it, but Rabbi Yashem has an explanation there, which is not for our today's discussion. Maybe we'll talk about it next. We'll talk about what he says and explaining that din. Okay, so now, that's what the Gemara says. Okay, all right. So then it says in the Gemara, what about on the Shabbos then after, on Sunday, the Yontif after Shabbos. It was, the egg came out on Shabbos. Can you use it on the day afterwards? So that is a Machlokis Amarayim. That's a Machlokis Amarayim. Rabba, let's see the Gemara, the third line. So Rabbi Amar no the bezeh asur bezeh. If it's let's say born on Shabbos, so then you can't use it on Yontif the next day also. Rabbi Yochanan Amar no the. It's also on Shabbos and it's also on Sunday on Yontif. That's what he says. No the bezeh asur bezeh. So obviously, right? You're also on Shabbos because whatever the four reasons were, you'd be also on Yontif. Also, the same thing applied no on Shabbos. And here, Rab extends it. That'll be also even the next day, even on Yom Tov after Shabbos. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, the bezeh at Moteres bezeh. So he says, no, if it's also Shabbos, but on Yom Tov it's okay. A name of Kesavah Rab Kedusha Achasi, Rabbi Yochanan said, and the Gemara thought, now this is an interesting concept, the Kedusha Achas, Shtei Kedushas. So we have that, it's going to be running through the Gemara now, and this Gemara and other Gemaras that we find in other places in Shabbos, and they talk about whether Shabbos and Yom Tov are considered like one long day, even though we know that obviously they have different kedushas. I mean, Shabbos is much more chomer, skila, and Yom Tov is, you know, malchus, but it's considered like in a certain sense it's all kedusha, and therefore Rab would hold that once you give a kedusha on one day and give a surim to that day, the same would apply to the next day. So that's kedusha. It's like a long day, like we say in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we call it Kedusha Achasi, Yom HaRichta. So it's like Yom HaRichta, right? So it's Yom HaRichta. So that's what the Gemara thinks over here, that we're going to use that concept. The Gemara later is going to explain that maybe only applies to Rosh Hashanah, doesn't apply to other reasons. I'll give reasons for that. But anyway, the Gemara thinks to say, it seems at this point, I think maybe it's also, because like you said, Rabbi Lim, it's sort of like a Yom HaRichta. And Rabbi Yochanan would say it's okay, because he holds the state kedushas, and but the Gemara said it can't be. That's the pshat. Well, my Rab Aloha Karba Zakenin. That's the Gemara. It's quoted in Erevin. He says that Rab said that like four Zakenin were four Tanoim. They all said that Shabbos and Yom Tov are considered to be two different kedushas. And it was talking about Erevin over there. Now, if you make an Erev on one side, do you need another Erev on the next side? So it's two different kedushas. So the reasons that it was also the first day, since we're not saying the migas katsoi, so there it's a whole different day. So the second day has no reason to answer. It doesn't have. It wasn't nolda. It wasn't peros anoshim. True, but even though it's Shabbos, but the other way around it's also true. You don't have Shabbos also the same halach. Even though it's more kedusha, it's still shtei kedushas. It would still be mutter. Because he holds it's like it's a whole separate day, and therefore doesn't have the halachas that, you know, that we made this gzeira, let's call it Paris HaNoshin. It doesn't, that day doesn't have a gzeira because there's no Paris HaNoshin. There's already no shir from before. So we're not, so that's the Gemara said it's okay if you all just do kedushas. So then the Gemara thought maybe that's the machlokas, whether, like you say, it's Yom HaRichtar, it's like 2 different days, like we say on Yontav Ayas is 2 different days, you know, and then Rosh Hashanah is like all one day. So many thought Shabbos and Yontav also has in that sense, like, yeah, you like Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara thought maybe, well, he said it's not true, because we know Rav, that was by Erevin over there. By Erevin, it said that if you make Erev on one side, you need a little Erev on the other side. You can't rely on the Erev from one day to the next day. You have to make a different Erev over there, because he holds that it's two Kedushas. So we know that Rav holds that Shabbos and Yontav are two different Kedushas. Remember, Rav Alok, Arbarus came, there were 4 different Tanoim who held there was 2 different Kedushas. But the Gavalazah, Domer Shtei Kedushas. So that can't be an interpretation of Rav. So the Gemara answers a different shot. Ella hocha b'achona de Rabba kumiflegei. Achona de Rabba kumiflegei. Rab Isle achona de Rabba. Rabbi Yochanan, lesle achona de Rabba. And the Gemara brings this true as a Tanoim, Achlokas Tanoim in this Shaila, about this question, whether, no, we have to go understand this. We learned already achona de Rabba. That was one of the 4 interpretations that we learned earlier in the shot in the Mishnah, achona de Rabba. Now, we learned achona de Rabba in the following sense. We said an egg which comes out on Yontif, well, we explained, like Rabba said, it was really completed like the day before. And therefore, it's like, and he said, in the case when Yontif come out after Shabbos, we had a whole discussion, even though most times Yontif don't come after Shabbos. I mean, it's not 1 out of 7 or 1 out of 6 is going to come out after Shabbos, right? Could be the same date. Yontif could be Shabbos and other, but it's not going to use it. But when there is a case of Yontif which came out after Shabbos, so then Shabbos, Kilo prepared it for the Yontif. You have to have chol. Bechino is a shayaviyu. So Pesach learned out by in the Torah by the Mon, you have to prepare. Chol has to prepare for Shabbos. Chol has to prepare for Yontif. Can't have Shabbos preparing for Yontif. You can't have Yontif preparing for Shabbos. That was really not, according to Rabbah, a drasha. Not only us preparing, but even Hashem, who made the chicken, can't have it prepared for on Shabbos for Yontif or Yontif for Shabbos. So that concept that we spoke about in one of the interpretations of the 4 interpretations of that Mishnah, they want to say that would be the machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan over here. And we want to extend that interpretation to this case over here, where it's not going to be exactly like our case. And then Tosis points this out. Because in the case of, let's say, the normal case of our Mishnah. So then we say you can't use the chicken, the egg that came out, because of a case when the Yontav happened to be after Shabbos. And then it came out that the rabbi said that the egg was finished on Shabbos. And therefore, it's like it was like made, to call it made, prepared on Shabbos for the Yontav. Okay? Chol Yontav is okay. You got to prepare Chol Yontav. Got to be Chol Shabbos. But that's okay. Oh, so he says, so you have to have it prepared for Chol Yontav. There's a Gzeira of Yontav after Shabbos or Shabbos after Yontav. That's a Gzeira. Now, Gzeira. Now, in the case of our, yeah, so we are going to, now, but in the case of our Gemara, we're talking about now that, let's say, 2 days of Kedusha, let's say Shabbos and Yontav. So now, the egg, when was the egg finished? Well, the egg was finished the day before Shabbos, Friday. So it was really prepared on a weekday. It was prepared on a weekday. That's what we said in the Gemara. Hey, so it should be okay. But we asked Shabbos because of the Shabbos, which came out after Yontav. Okay, so we made Xerah. So we made Xerah on the Shabbos because of the Shabbos, because after Yontav, we asked this Shabbos, but it really was made on a weekday. Now, the day afterwards, the Sunday, which is Yontav, why would that be Osir? Why would that be Osir? So, well, we're saying now Achon, but Achon, we already made the Achon based on what happened on Friday for Shabbos. Now, how's Achon over Shabbos and Sunday? We already asked it because of the Friday. All right. So he's saying that there's another Achon. That's what Tosis says in the second to last Tosis here. There's another Achon. Just like there's Achon of the egg being completed on the one day and using it for the next day. That's considered like completion. When the case when Yontav came out to Shabbos, so the egg then was completed on Shabbos for Yontav. So the birth of the coming out on Shabbos is another achona. That's one person's interpretation of Tosis. So it's like there's 2 different halachas of achona. There's a halacha that was the egg was being completed, And there's another achana of the birth of being achana for the next day. So if you hold from achana the rabbah, so then we can have an extension of the Isser. Only according to the four interpretations of the Mishnah. But according to the interpretation of achana, Tosfos explained according to the first interpretation of the Gemara, that just like there's achana when the egg comes out on Yontif, we said because of the case of Yontif after Shabbos, then it was completed in the stomach of the mother on Shabbos for the Yontif. So too, the birth that comes out on Shabbos is also achana for the next day. That's the first interpretation, the second to last Tosfos. There's another shot in the Tosfos also, which here we're saying that there's two types of achana. Yes, another shot. I don't want to go to the second one yet because that's enough of a chiddush that Tosfos is saying. Yeah, but label. Yeah. Well, no, the shot of a muksa maybe, but it's different than muksa. I mean, but so that was a different interpretation. You hold for muksa. So he says you hold for muksa, but the muksa won't bother us on the next day. Muksa was only for this day, not for the next day. Yeah, but that's like an element. Achana is a new Isser. We have, according to Rabbah, an Isser called Achana. Tosfos says, according to this Gemara, they want to say Rav holds as that's the Isser of the Beitza. And therefore, just like an egg born on Yontif, we asked it because it was completed, let's say, on a Shabbos for Yontif. So also an egg which is born on Shabbos, that's also in the Bachana for the usage of Sunday. That's also, and Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold from Bachana the Rabbah. In other words, that's what the Chazanish, I think, not Chazanish, but also others. Rabbi Yoshua points out in his Sefer also, not everybody holds from Bachana the Rabbah. Then we see also that not everybody holds from it. Here at this Gemara, the Gemara wants to say it's Machon Gustavim, whether we hold from that concept, because they say a different shot in the Potsik by the Mon. Don't do it Achana. They all argue when this whole drush of Rabbah, or maybe it doesn't apply to something which is natural, maybe it only applies to actual Malacha versus blood. But anyway, that's how the Gemara is learning out. Yeah, but Nola won't ask for the next day. Nola could be Muksa, but won't ask for the next day. It was Nola today, so why should it be next day Usher? That we say we don't say because it's got because of the day before. So that shouldn't be Usher. That's what Gemara says it's not Usher. But if you say Achana, so then it could be Usher. That's how Gemara wants to learn the Shtick of Gemara. That it should be Usher because of Achana. Okay, that's the way we're learning with the first interpretation of places. Yeah. Okay, all right. That's right. That's what Gemara says, right. Even according to Rav, who holds that two kedushas, it'll still be also go to Bachon. That's correct. You're right. That's correct. Now, let's call it Shlab Aleph. That's the first level of understanding our Gemara according to the way Tosfos interpreted the Gemara. Now we're going to go to Shlab Beis. Let's go down the page a little bit. Going down, there's a couple of mices that Gemara is going to bring us, and then these mices, okay, are like I say, the Achronim, the Gdoli Achronim, they got some real big problems with the next coming up Gemara. So let's go a couple lines down. It's about 10 lines on the bottom of the page. About Ushbezichne Rav Ada Bar Abba. You got it there about, you see where the dot is? About 8, 10 lines on the bottom of the page, label. Ushbezichne. So Ushbezichne, Rashi says it's the, I think it's like the innkeeper of Balabais or something. But what? The host. So that's the host. Okay, he's the host. The host of Ravada Bar Abba, Zamaira. Havilei Hanach Beitzim, Viyantiv L'Shabbos. So he had, and I guess he was the host, he had maybe an innkeeper or whatever, and he had eggs that were, I guess, born on the Yontav, but he wanted to know, what can he do for them, for Shabbos? Can he cook them? And now we know we cook for Yontav Shabbos, we, Erev Tavshilin. That's what they say, you have Erev Tavshila, and we make food for Yontif for Shabbos. So the host wants to know, can you use these eggs over here and Yontif for Yontif for Shabbos? Can you cook them now? He wants to cook it up, make a meal for Shabbos, maybe throw it into the chalt or something. He wants to fix it up for Shabbos. Basically, the Yontif Shabbos. Also, the Kame, he went to ask the rabbi, I guess Rav Ada Bar Abba was at his hotel or whatever, and he asked him the Shaila. Also, the Kame, Omer Lei, I want to know, can I fry it today? And we'll be able to eat it tomorrow. In other words, it's Yontif, but I want to cook for tomorrow. Why are you asking the Shaila? Robert, I guess he knew the guy was a Talmud Chacham. He knew from the Machlokas from Rabbi Rav Yochanan. My dad, Rabbi Rav Yochanan, Lachlan Rav Yochanan, usually when there's a Machlokas in Gemara, when Rabbi Rav Yochanan argue, that we usually, it's interesting because when you find the Gemara Ksuvas, we I mean, Daf Yomi, just learn Rab Tanu Apolik. We had, I think, Daf Ches. The Gemara said Rab Tanu Apolik. The Gemara doesn't say Rabbi Yochanan Tanu Apolik. I think Tosus points it out over there. That we don't really find the place Rabbi Yochanan Tanu Apolik. Rab, even though he was the first, you know, generation of Amorayim, but he seems like sometimes he argued with Tanoyim. Rab Tanu Apolik, Gemara says Ksuvas. I think Tosus there points out Rabbi Yochanan, we don't really find he was a Tana. When they find a question on Rabbi Yochanan, they don't answer up, oh, Rabbi Yochanan Tana Polik. But this Gemara, we have a rule that Rabbi Yochanan collect Rabbi Yochanan, even though they said in the Gemara, Rabbi Tana Polik, and usually Amorayim don't argue with Tanoim, but here's an unusual Gemara. It says, well, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. You know, the Gemara back here is going to say there are several exceptions. Sometimes we pass him Rabbi over Rabbi Yochanan, but usually Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. I'm just pointing out that we learned in Ksuvas that, you know, it seems like Rab, in a certain sense, was, you know, bigger than Rabbi Yochanan, because Rab Tana Polik. They give him a category as a Tana, and yet the Gemara's rule is the Alker of Yochanan. Okay, it's interesting. We got to find out why that's in Kololi Apsak. All right, anyway, so what happened? He asked this rabbi, Rabada Baraba, I guess he was coming to the inn. He says, what's the Alker? He said, my dad, Rabbi Yochanan, Alker of Yochanan, I feel the Rabbi Yochanan, lo shorik el legoma lemocher. Because we learned, you can't, he says, the next day, if it was muksa, the next day I could swallow it on Shabbos. Can't cook on Shabbos, but I could swallow. In other words, not muksa tomorrow, because like you pointed out, Rabbi Sizik, something could be muksa today, not muksa tomorrow. Because the Migudas Katsoi doesn't apply for Saturday night to Sunday. So in other words, when Rabbi Yochanan said you can eat it on the second day, when Shabbos and Yontif, or here in this case was Yontif and Shabbos, I could eat it the second day. It means I could eat it on Shabbos. I would be able to swallow it, not cook it, of course, but I could swallow it on Shabbos. But you can't cook from today to tomorrow because it's today, it's muksa. It's the muksa. He says that's his answers. But Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, Achas Beitza Shanola v'Shabbos. Achas Beitza Shanola v'Yontif. We learned that before in Gimlum Beis. We had that Brisa, where the egg comes out on Shabbos. It comes out on Yontif in Metalton also. You cannot move it. Cannot move a little chasbas a kli, can't cover up a kli, can't be so much samita, right? So it's muksa. It's kind of funny. I mean, this guy was a Talmud Chacham. I mean, you think, no, Rabbi Rav Yochanan knew there was a machlokas, Yontif and Shabbos. He says, what do you think? Oh, you think the lachlokas of Rav Yochanan, use the lachlokas of Rav Yochanan. So, no, but it's muksa. But he didn't know a muksa. It's funny. He knew in this machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan, the Shabbos and Yontif, that he knew about. He says, you probably think it looks like Rav Yochanan, and you think it's okay. But Rav Yochanan only said, you know, and then it's allocated, you know, to drink it, but not cook it for Yontif Shabbos that you can't do because you can't move it on Yontif. I guess he didn't know, but then a muksa. I mean, maybe he didn't know this was muksa, you know, maybe he thought the luck was like Rav Shimon, you know, they were in a hope of muksa. That, you know, that was a machlok, because I know you. No, so that you're drinking on Shabbos. You know, you could drink it to Shabbos. You're talking about the first day was Yontif, the second day Shabbos. So next day, you can't move it today. That's what he said to him. You can't cook it because I'm cooking, you got to move it. So cooking, you can't do it because you can't move it. But what did Rabbi Yochanan say? You're allowed to eat it. He meant you can, the next day you'll eat it by, you know, by moving it, but not cooking because Shabbos can't cook. So I guess he must have thought that, you know, he knows that Lamed is the innkeeper. He knows that Machlokes is Rabbi Yochanan, but he don't know if the Lamed is like Rav Shimon or Rav Yehuda. That's not so simple because we find over in Shas that Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon are arguing in Muksa. So it could be he told maybe the Lachas like Rav Shimon. Usually, I think the Lachas is like Rav Shimon or Rav Yehuda. Also, what's the claw on that? So then he says that, you know, that you're not allowed to move it today. You're not, that's what, because in Yontif, we said also first page that even if you hold like Rav Shimon and Shabbos, we hold like Rav Yehuda on Yontif because people are mezalzel in Yontif, right? So we mentioned that earlier. Okay, now, the big question on this Gemara, Chassam Sefer. There's a Chassam Sefer on this Gemara, and the Chassam Sofer, I looked at the Chassam Sofer, but it was difficult. I didn't understand the answer, and I have to go over it again, the Chassam Sofer. But Rabbi Yashiv, he speaks more our language. It's easier to understand when he's talking to our generation. The Chassam Sofer, when he wrote it 200 years ago, he writes it in a harder language. But Rabbi Yashiv explains it. You know, he talks about the Achronim. Many times he explains what they say. he brings it down to our level to understand what he's saying. There's a big question on this Gemara. This innkeeper is a Tam Chacham, it seems like he knew Machloikas and he knew what's going on. He asked, can you cook it from Yom Tov Shabbos? Well, we know you cook it on the Shabbos there for Shilam, we know that. What was his problem? Well, he thought, you know, the rabbi, maybe he thought, like we said, maybe Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda, maybe it's not Muksha, and they don't know it's Muksha. Okay. But there's a big problem. You cannot eat the egg on Yom Tov. You cannot eat it. Whatever reason, four reasons we gave in the Gemara, and based on Gimel, you can't eat that egg. So you can't eat it. So, all right, let's say you don't have a Muksha again, but you can't eat it. Right now, we know it's not edible. Whatever reason, you know, whether you can move it or not, that would be totally in the reasons, but it's, you can't, all right. So Maisa, he's holding it, I guess you can't eat it. If you can't eat it, I mean, did the guy know you could eat it or not? Did he know he could eat it? I mean, I'm not sure. But he says, if you can't eat it, so then you can't cook it. You can't cook. Like we mentioned before, the Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham said that let's recall the Gemara we spoke about when we started the sugya with Achana, the Gemara in Pesachim. We had a Gemara in Pesachim. We quoted it in the beginning of the sugya about cooking from Yom Tov. You had to cook chol for Yom Tov or chol for Shabbos. But the Gemara we learned at Pesachim said, what about if you cook from Yom Tov for Chol? So what about a Machlokas? Rabbah and Rav Chisda, I think it was, whether you get Malkus. Rabbah says, you don't get Malkus. You don't get Malkus. Right. You don't get Malkus. Cooking from Yom Tov to Chol. Because he says, Hoyel, guests might show up. Even though you did it for Chol, but guests might show up. So Rabbah said, that's okay because it's considered like for Yom Tov oil. Very good. Oil, let me clear off. But Rav Chisda argued, says you do get Malkus. Get Malkus. So Rabbi said to him, one second, you get Malkus. For Yom Tov oil, you get Malkus. So how do you cook for Yom Tov the Shabbos? Rabbi says, according to me, you cook for Yom Tov the Shabbos. If you say oil, you're allowed to use it on Yom Tov. So it's only also the Rabbanan, you use Erev Tov Shilu. But you, Rav Chisda, you hold, you can't cook for Yom Tov. you hold that you get Malkus. How do you cook for Yom Tov the Shabbos? Erev Tov Shilu is the Rabbanan. How can that help you on the Raisa? Right? So he answered, Tzorcha Shabbos Nasim Yantim. Right? That's what he answered. Tzorcha Shabbos Nasim Yantim. Now, says the Chassam Sefer, according to the Gemara that we learned over there in Pesachim, that we say you're allowed to cook from Yantim to Shabbos. Rabbis say you're allowed to cook Yantim to Shabbos. The rice you're allowed to cook because oil, called Mikli Orchim. So Mogen Avraham points out, what about the end of the day? Let's say the end of Yom Tov, it's not shaykh that you can cook it for the Orchim. It's too late. You want to make a cake. You're baking a cake. It's 20 minutes before Shkia, and you want to bake a cake. A cake won't be done for an hour. So the Orchim not going to eat it. It's raw cake. So Mogen Avraham says, in that case, you would get Malkus. According to Rava, in that case, you get Malkus because it's not fit to be eaten. Well, that's all right. That's the answer. That you're allowed to eat it. That's another thing. You're allowed, even though it's not ready, you're allowed to eat it. But that's not a malacha that we're ossering. Here we're talking about malacha. You're not allowed to do malacha. That's also because of maybe muksa. That muksa is allowed. In that case, we'll see. That's explained. That's not muksa. If it's going to be done. But that's not a malacha. Here's a malacha. You're not allowed to do malacha from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Mogen Avraham points out, if you cook then, let's say the end of the day or make a cake, when it's not fit to be eaten on Yom Tov, get Malkus. Says the Chassam Sefer, one second. This guy wanted to make this egg, which was made born on Yom Tov, wants to cook it, make a chult, whatever, make it for Shabbos. But how are we allowed to do that? He says it's not going to be eaten. You can't eat that egg today. It's usher. It's you're not allowed to eat the egg. Mishnah and Beitza says you can't eat that egg for whatever reason. Mashkin Mashkin Sochto Paris Anishrin Muksa, whatever reason you can't eat it. It's inedible. So if it's inedible today, I don't have oil. If I can't eat it, it's like at the end of the day when you make a cake, it's not baked, can't eat it. It's not edible. This is not edible because the halacha says you can't eat it.
So the whole concept of oil.
Yeah, the concept of oil cannot work. That's the some service question. So you shouldn't be able to eat this on Yontif. If you can't eat on Yontif, there's no oil. So then how can this guy ask a shayla when I can cook it for Shabbos? The Gemara said in Pesachim, the reason I can cook them Yontif Shabbos is because I got oil. But this egg was born today. I can't use oil. I can't eat it. No, but the Mishnah says, Tanagolas, you're not like the egg. The Beit Shanol, you're not allowed to eat it. Raw also. Can't eat it. Can't even touch it, really. Can't even touch it. You can't touch it. Now, because you're touching it, it's already, that's Muksa, right? Can't touch it. Can't move it. But. Yeah, but here you can't eat it. It's also not to eat it. Tanagolas, it says a low tocha, you're not allowed to eat it. Yeah, that was no time. Here you can't eat it because the Mishnah says you can't eat it. Whatever reason, Paris Nation, what do you call it, Mashke Chizobu, whatever reason you want, Muksa, Machana, any reason you give, cannot eat it. You can't eat it. There's no oil, says it, some safer. Some safer says it. Rebbe Kivager says it. All the rabbis that say, one second, how does this guy think you're allowed to eat it? He didn't know the halacha and Mishnah, you're allowed to eat it? Maybe he thought you could move it. I don't know. He didn't know the brisa maybe about moving it. But the Mishnah says you can't eat it. You can't eat it, so how you can cook it? That's the question. Now, so the Rabbi Yoshua wants to say, well, that was Rabbah. But remember, we have also in the Gemara of Chista, who says, Sorche Shabbos, Nasim B'yantiv. Remember, he gave another reason why you're allowed to cook from Shabbat. He asked him, how do you cook from Yontif Shabbat? You can't cook. You say you get Malkus. You cook from Yontif L'chol, you get Malkus. Well, so how do you cook from Yontif Shabbos? Oh, Erev Tashil. Erev Tashil is a Rabbanan. That can't help you on the Raisa. Oh, so he answered, no, Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim B'yantiv. But says, one second, Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim B'yantiv, but that's not going to help me. He says, why not? This is Rabbi Yoshua. I printed it out for those. You want to see Rabbi Yoshua says, Rashi says, why is Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim B'yantiv? Rashi Himsochim. He says, Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim B'yantiv, it's because Shabbos and Yontif are considered like Kedusha Achas. Even though we know the sense they're not good, but he says because it's like a Hemshech of today. It's like Ruma Richter. So he said, once, even if you say, Rashi says, that's why you're allowed to Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim B'yantiv. But if Yontif, let's say, I can't do it on Yontif, because it's also because it's Beit Shanolda. So whatever reason, Beit Shanolda, there's a notion, Mashke Chizobo, Mooks, whatever reason, it won't help me. So either way you look at it, you cannot cook that egg. There's no oil because it's not able to be eaten today. So it's not like, it's like a cake you make at the end of the day. It's inedible. This is inedible. It's halacha, so you can't eat it. And when you say Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim B'yantiv, that's not going to work according to Rashi. Because Rashi says Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim B'yantiv means that since I can start, I can use it if I want, I can use it on Yontif, so I can continue using it on Shabbos. That's what he says. But what if I couldn't use it on Yontif? Like a case of the Beit Shanolda. So he says, wow, that is one of the biggest kashas. They're all tumbling on this Gemara. How in the world does this guy think he could make it for today, for tomorrow? There's no oil. There's no Tzorchei Shabbos. It can't be done. Why does this guy think he could do this? They said, and they came up with an answer. Oh, he can't do it. It's Muksa. So forget about Muksa. He said, what about a Melacha? That's a tremendous kasha. This is not only muksa and the Gemara says you got to know how to move it. It's nice and muksa is an issa derabbanan, but you got to issa deraisa according to Rabbah, according to Pesachta. It's a tremendous kasha. So Sam Sefer has his teretz, which I wasn't zochet to understand yet what he's saying. But Rabbi Yoshev says not with Rashi as the teretz and the Gemara, because Rashi says Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim B'yantiv has to be roy to be eaten on Yontif. I can continue it the Shabbos. Others don't learn that shot. The Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim B'yantiv, you don't need that. He says, that would be good, but the Rashi doesn't work. And this is the Gemara, I said, the Pelik in Gemara. But this is starting the Sugya. This is the Shlav Beis starting the Sugya. And then there's also a lot, there's some Sefer. I mean, besides the some Sefer, there's Reb Kivager. Reb Kivager has some unbelievable tshuva in this Sugya. Unbelievable. Because Reb Kivager, he takes in the whole Shas into the Sugya. There's a very interesting shayla we'll talk about it next week about a chola shein bo sakana. So chola shein bo sakana, are you allowed to give him peiros hanoshrim? A fruit fell off of a tree, and the guy's a chola shein bo sakana. He's not so sick. He had a little temperature. He's not dying, but he's a little. Can you give him peiros hanoshrim? That's nisa drabbanan. Can you give an nisa drabbanan to chola shein bo sakana? That's Rebbe Pager. You're going to go to our sugya here. Rebbe Pager is going to go to the sugya, and it's going to be Rebbe Pager day. Okay. Anyway, tomorrow it's a Zoom because I'm in Mitzvah Shem. I won't be here. And those who are, okay, if you'll be able to come in, if you come here, you can see it on the screen. If you don't, can't come in tomorrow for whatever reason, see it on Zoom, Mitzvah Shem. But I hope to be broadcasting from South Haven. Come back once the Shabbos, Mitzvah Shem. Okay. And